the air your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
And joining us on the line this segment is Charlie and Chandler. Go ahead with your question, sir. Charlie? All right, Charlie's napping. We'll come back to him in a minute. There were several different companies at the Heirloom Seed Expo that were selling products that were sea-based. One in particular was Sea Agra Inc. And when the tides come up, they've got these huge collectors, and they gather all this biomass that comes mm-hmm. seaweed, basically, right. that right. comes in with out of the Sea of Cortez, right out of Mexico. They're based out of Atlanta, but they collect it all off of the Pacific coast. And then they've got these huge vats that they dry it in, and then once it's dried, they crumble it up. And he has this really neat, you know, we were talking about people selling hemp as a cure-all. Mm-hmm. He's got his C90 product broken down for everything. And when I say everything, add 1 pound of C90 per 200 pounds of chicken feed. Add 5 pounds for every 50 pounds of natural worm for your composting, basically. He's got equations for pasture crops, gardening, soil, lawns. Do y'all see a lot of sea biomass? And
we get people looking for a liquid seaweed or a liquid, you know, occasionally. It's been out there, you know, those products. Type of product's been out there a long time. There's nothing, you know, new about that. And of course, fish emulsion, you know, has been an organic liquid fertilizer that
people still use. Isn't that the first thing the Indians taught the pilgrims? Stick a dead fish in with your corn.
That's the story anyway. And so sure, you know, you were talking about, you know, wasting in the garden earlier, wasting food. And, you know, one thing to help eliminate that waste, of course, it doesn't get eaten, but is to compost things that you have left over. And at least it gets turned back into the soil, builds the soil back up, and it gets used for something productive rather than just thrown away, you know, in the garbage can and hauled off.
Ours is composted, but before it gets to the compost pile, it gets composted through another organic process, goat food or rabbit food.
Sure.
And then we take the pellets and we'll throw that in the compost and turn it up. We'll put a lot of the garden scraps just because we've got a can there and we put it in the can and then you take it out to the compost. But when I'm out there cleaning up the garden, when a plant's done producing or we're trimming it up, I'll just take the scraps and throw it over the fence. And I've always wondered, do I need to save more of that for the compost pile, though? Or, you know, what is that fine equation of, manure, goat pellets to
other
zucchini leaves?
I don't know. You'll find out, I guess, as you do it and get it down to a system. But certainly people that are composting, one thing that does help speed up the process is to add already composted things to it, or manure to it, or a little bit of organic fertilizer to it, because that, you know, it's kind of like a sourdough starter, right? You have to take that out and keep that starter going. So you gotta keep that thing ginning a little bit. So don't use all of your compost up. Save some of it back to help start the next batch of compost as well. Or you can go buy a bag of
starter
chicken compost or some type of compost. And then there are compost starters, enhancers that you can.
And I usually do add I get a bag of Mel's mix, and then I'll take that. You know, it's usually sold in the cubic yard, I think. And
the bulk stuff?
Well, just, you know, what you would pick up in a nursery, the 50-pound bags or whatever.
Well, it's cubic foot. 2 cubic feet, yeah.
So I'll match that with our compost, and I'll put in some new Mel's mix just because I like Mel and all of his nonprofits that he goes into teaching people around the world to produce their own. But we'll do that. We'll get the Mel's mix, and then we'll mix it with whatever compost we have and leave what's left.
Right.
It seems to work.
It does.
But I'm – never quite sure how much of it is my compost versus how good that Mel's mix is.
Yeah, well, you know, combining them both, and you're getting more volume out of it, and it's not getting put in the trash. How about that? So,
let's see if we can sneak Charlie in this time. Welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you? Can you hear me this time?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened. But thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. And I was calling because in my grass I get these, like, it's almost like ground cover, but it's a weed that grows inside of it. And I pull them out by the roots and stuff, and I really haven't used any kind of killer on it. But I was wondering what I could use on it that wouldn't kill the grass, that would also kill that. I'm not sure what it is. It looks like a little ground cover. It doesn't get real big. It just kind of spreads out into the grass.
Maybe, well, spurge.
More than likely spurge, if it stays real low and flat. Have you noticed when if you break the stem of it, does it have a white milky sap in it?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So that's spurge. It's in the, you know, Euphorbia genus, family of plants, and it has a white milky sap. It's considered a broadleaf weed, so you can use a broadleaf weed killer on spurge in your Bermuda type lawns without hurting the Bermuda lawn. But also you need to use a pre-emergent in the spring to keep all that seed from germinating through the summer.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.